to give the, to the chamber. I'm timing it. Sorry.
Thank you very much. From all the questions we've received this evening, there's one that hasn't been mentioned, and that was the our relationship with Europe. I think a lot of the problems that we are having in this country are due to our relationship, our inability to make legislation in this country. It's affecting a lot of our industries, whether it be energy, farms, fisheries. I certainly have never had a chance to vote on our relationship with that, and I think that's what this election will be all about. It's one of the top three issues for a lot of people in this country, and I think it's time that we ask. I think it's a democratic view and right that we should be asked on this. We haven't been for a long time. I certainly never have been. And I think we need to look at that now.
Thank you. Next in line is Ami Akinoshwun of the Green Party.
Thank you very much. Obviously, from the questions we've heard so far and taking into account what's been happening in the country, of course, it's pretty obvious that people are struggling to get a decent living. And people are struggling, you know, to look after their family. People are struggling to actually get a decent life. And obviously, this is the opportunity for people to use their voting power to put that right. It is now we've had the opportunity to have Labour government in the past, and we're not having Conservative government. And this is just a brilliant opportunity for people to actually look for a change. And I believe that change is Green Party. It's Green Party because this is the only party that has said it openly in their manifesto that the purpose and the principles behind those manifesto is to address the gap between the rich and the poor. They didn't shy away from that. It was clearly stated in page one of our policy. And I believe all the policies we put in place, take for instance in terms of education, which could not be able to address about the need to have free education, you know, at all level to everybody. Issue about the NHS were quite clear that profit has no place whatsoever, whether 0%, whether 2% is irrelevant. Everything should be free, and the management should have the opportunity to actually provide resources to support people and to look after people, rather than talking about, you know, the competition within the NHS. Just finally, I believe that if I'm being given the opportunity to serve this community, I will be able to stand and support the community by making sure that all our policies are being implemented, and I will listen to the community in terms of what are the issues in the community should be the issues for me as a representative. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Lynn Chamberlain of the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition.
Well, TUSC is a fighting alternative, and we believe that there has to be a better alternative than the Labour Party has done in opposition over the last 5 years. Take, for example, the bedroom tax. I've been a Labour voter all my life, actually. I was speaking to a Labour Party woman recently, and she said, oh, when we get elected, if we get elected, we'll abolish it. Well, hello, 5 years down the line, and this is too much. The cruelty and deprivation that the bedroom tax has caused is absolutely terrible. And we say, you know, what Parliament decrees, then it can be changed by campaigning. TUSC has worked with bus drivers, campaigning for parity for pay, workers in the NHS, teachers. You know, we've got to fight where the workers are to change what's going on. And there hasn't been a real opposition, I believe. And, you know, the parity has widened so much between the rich and the poor over this last 5 years. The rich have got so much richer and the poor have got so much poorer. I can see a gentleman in the front there that's shaking his head, and I'll just give you another quote, which is, in the year 2000, a FTSE CEO earned 47 times more than the average working wage. In 2014, a FTSE CEO earned 120 more times than the average working wage. And it's that kind of thing that we say is unfair, is grossly unequal, and that's what we're fighting against. There's no need for facts, no to austerity, no to racism. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming tonight. Fantastic turnout. This is one of 10 hustings being organised by different community groups in the constituency. I think that must put us near the top of all constituencies in the country, I would imagine. I think it's fantastic. I was selected as our parliamentary candidate last July. I've enjoyed speaking to thousands of residents on the doorstep. As I said, I've been campaigning on my Salford South Eastern campaign to improve the service that commuters receive. I've been trying to help the fight against low pay in the borough, and also very much focusing on trying to secure more support for small businesses. But all these local campaigns take place against the backdrop of the enormous choice that we face at this election. And it's really around the one issue, the one huge issue, that hasn't really come up that much in the question tonight, which is the economy. The choice that we have is, do we stick with the plan that's working, or do we go back to square one? Do we return to the mistakes of the past? You know, I'm standing as a Conservative in this election. I'm a holder of minority opinions in Greenwich, I do accept that. And I think the questioning has borne that out. But I'm very, very proud of what the Conservative-led government has achieved. The deficit's been cut in half as a proportion of GDP. We've cut income taxes for 26 million people, including the lowest paid in our society. There are 1.9 million more people in work. That's 1,000 jobs a day, and we'll create 2 million more. A million children are in good or outstanding schools. We've increased the NHS budget in real terms, and we'll continue to do so. It's a record I'm proud to stand on, but it is a job half done. And that's the huge choice that we face. It's why we need David Cameron back in number 10. It's why we need a Conservative MP locally to fight for our interests and make sure that our community gets the benefit. And that's why I'm standing in this election. And thank you very much for what has been a good debate and a very enjoyable evening.
Thank you. Very much, everyone, for coming. As Matt says, it has been a fantastic turnout, and I hope the others are as packed as this. Neville's made things a bit difficult for us because he asked us for a 3-minute opener and a 1-minute closing. So that's a rhetorical juggernaut. It's an absolute privilege, can I just say, to stand for the constituency in which I live and which I have already represented residents as a local councillor in West Greenwich. And it really goes to the heart, I think, of what an MP should be, which is first and foremost a local champion that stands up for the interests of the community in which they're embedded and on whose behalf they serve. And there are, as we've spoken about tonight, big local issues that we need to take on. But as well as selecting a local champion, we're also electing a parliamentarian, an individual to speak on our behalf in our nation's parliament. And I think amid the noise of the campaign, it can sometimes be easy to forget that at their core, elections are a verdict on our performance as a nation. And I'm clear that our country is on the wrong path and that we need to change direction urgently. Over the past 5 years, the coalition government has failed on deficit reduction. It has failed to protect people's standard of living, failed to build the type of shared prosperity we need if we're to succeed as a country in the years ahead, failed to maintain our relations with our European partners or to show leadership in the world, and most damning of all, has failed to protect the most vulnerable among us. That's not a record that I think anyone can compare with. And it's not only that we can do better, I think we must do better if we're to ensure that we meet the economic challenge we face as a country whilst ensuring our sustainability of our welfare state and the well-being of our society. So if, like me, you believe that inequality is a scar on our society, that we can build a high-paid, high-productivity economy in which growth is more fairly shared, that we can balance the books in a fairer way, that doesn't mean crippling our NHS, taking an axe to our public services, or hurting the most vulnerable among us, then I urge you to vote Labour on May the 7th.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the organisers and everyone who's attending. I'd also like to thank this place for organising last